Today's shiur is Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Vav. We will begin by Ezra Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis at the bottom line. We learned in our Mishnah that the Shemen Shalhem, the oil of the Nachrim, is Aser Bachila. So begins the Gemara, where did this prohibition begin from? Shemen Rav Amar Daniel Gazar Lav. Rav says that this was a Gzera that goes back to Daniel. The Shmuel Amar, Shmuel's opinion is Lifton, says the Rav Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says the Lifton, Shakelim Tameim, Israson, Slifason, what comes out from what's absorbed in the Kalim that are Tamei, make the oil usher. Ask the Gemara, Atakula Amma Echle Taras Nenu. This is a concern only for somebody, ask the Gemara, who's careful to only eat food that's tahar. But if the concern here is that the oil is Tamei, and that Tamei oil will get absorbed into our food, ask the Gemara, that isn't really something that we need to be concerned about if we're not makbid, if you have someone who's not makbid to eat only food that's tahar. And says the Gemara, Ella, what was meant to say was, Slifasun Shekel Masur Masrasun. We're worried about the oil that comes out of the keli that absorbed non-kosher oil. And as the Rishonim point out, the Gemara is not focused on halacha bishul akum. The Gemara is not concerned that the oil got cooked in the keli and therefore it's usur. The reason that they're concerned that maybe oil, which is the type of product that is kept in a keli for a longer amount of time. So if something is kept in a keli not for such a long amount of time, and it's kept cold, it doesn't affect the kashrus of the keli that it's in. However, when we have a keli that is used for oil, oil is something that is typically stored in a keli for quite a while. And once it's stored in the keli for quite a while, the halacha is that it becomes kavush. That the halacha is that if something is kept in a keli for more than 24 hours, that the halacha is that we say kavush kumavushal. And that's why Chazal were particularly concerned with these kelim. Says the Gemara, Amalei Shmuel Rav, Bishlam L'Didi, according to my opinion, that the reason that I said oil is also Bishlam L'Didi, that means Lifasan, Shekelim, Asurim, Asrasan. That my concern was the concern of the kelim that are not kosher, the bliya of that oil. I could understand that he came and gave a drasha in the city of Netzivan, that Shemen, when we speak about oil of Nachrim, Rabbi Yehuda and Beistina Namna Lavei Turu. Rabbi Yehuda and his Bezdin decided that it should be mutter. Why? Because Sover, his opinion is that if it's there for more than 24 hours, so at that point, any time that whatever got absorbed is already nice time of gam. Because we know after something is in a keli for 24 hours, it already doesn't have a good taste. And therefore, we need not be concerned that this keli was used within the last 24 hours. And since we need not be concerned that this keli was used in the last 24 hours, that's why we don't have to, if stam kalim ain't a b'nei yoyman, and therefore whatever bliya is there is a bliya that's not a concern, and that's why he was able to say that I'm not concerned about that. About that, the Rishonim ask a question: if that's the explanation, we're going to learn that originally that they said that the shemen of the Nachrim is Aser. How did it become mutter? Obviously, whoever made that original gzeira knew about the halach of Nois Tamul Gam, and even though they knew the halach of Nois Tamul Gam, they still said it's Aser. So the way the Rishonim explained this Gemara is that the original gzeira was made for two reasons. One was because of Chasnus, as we keep on learning in our shurim, they wanted to create a distance between us and the Nachrim. And the other reason that they were concerned about was because of the blias that are in the Kalim, the absorption that's in the Kalim, that we're speaking about in our current shiur. What happened here was that once they were able to identify that both reasons are not applicable, that only one of the two reasons are applicable, at that point they said, that's not enough of a reason to make it usur. But says the Gemara El Lidach, they said according to Rav, the Amrit, that you began today's shiur by teaching us the Neil Gazer Alav, that this was a rule that Daniel established. So ask the Gemara, Daniel goes of Asr Yehuda and Asr Vatale. Does if there's a Gzeira, there was a decree that was established by Daniel, does Rabbi Yehuda and Nasi have the halachic ability to abolish that Gzeira? But Tanan, doesn't the Mishnah Masechet Idyos teach us that ain Bezdin Yochel Vatal Divrei Bezdin Chaveroi? A second Bezdin cannot abolish what was taught by an earlier Bezdin. Unless the second Bezdin is greater. What does that mean? So the Rambam explains, when it says b'chochma, it means that the Rosh Yeshiva, or the Rosh Bezdin, of the second Bezdin is greater than the Rosh Bezdin of the earlier Bezdin. Another, a minyan means that the first Bezdin, upon how many people advice was this instituted? That's the way the Rambam explains. The Ravid explains the minyan is that we look at the experience, the years. We look at the experience of the second Bezdin versus the first Bezdin. The Ba'at Tanura explains that the Bezdin usually was sat in the yeshiva, and we look at how many talmidim were in the original Bezdin, how many Talmidim are in one Bezdin versus the other Bezdin. So how can we expect, and as we normally learn in Shas, that is typically a situation that's not a tenable situation. So how could this Gezerah been abolished? Says the Gemara. So Rav said to Shmuel, Simloi Ludoi Kamrit, you're bringing a Raya from Simloi, who came from the city of Lud, Shani Ludi the Mazalzli. The people of Lud don't have the proper respect for the decrees the Chazal institute. And therefore, Simloi from Lud was able to say that Rabbi Yehuda abolished this Gezerah. But that isn't true, because it's not possible for a later Bezdin to abolish what was taught by an earlier Bezdin. Amalei, Ashlechlei, so he said, Shmuel said to Rav, Ashlechlei, do you want me to send to Smoy what you just said about him and the people of his city? Ichsef, at that point, Rav got embarrassed that he took they made such a sharp a point about Smoy and about the people of the city of Lod. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Imheim Lodarshu, if Rabbi Yehuda Nosa in his Bezdin did not explain the Pasuk and the Neil, to teach us from the Pasuk and the Neil that Shemen should be Osir. And that's why it is their opinion that that is not the reason why oil is Osir. How will we explain the Pasuk? V'ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'yosam the Neil libay, the Neil took it to heart, Ashley is gar b'pas b'ag ha-melech u'b'yay mishtav. The Pasuk says that the Neil avoided Yayim Mishtov. Yayim Mishtov means two types of beverages. B'shtei Mishtov sakos medaber. Echem Mishtov Yayin, one refers to wine. V'echem Mishtov Shema, one refers to oil. Rav Sava, Rav's opinion is, how do we understand that pasuk? Aliba Sam, he thought about this, and then L'chol Yisrael Hayra, and then he instituted this for all of Klal Yisrael. Ask the Gemara, B'shem Daniel Gozer, can we say that this decree of not having the Shemen of Nachrim is a gzeir that Neil put in place? Vama Bali, Avima Nosoa Mishmei Deraf, Pitan Visham Vyanam Vinaseim, Kul Mishmei Nasr Davahein. They're all from the Shemen Nasr Davar, the Gemara and Masechta Shabbos, from Daf Yud Gimel to Zion, teach us the halacha the story that there were more Talmidim of Beis Shammai over the Talmidim of Beis Hillel at a certain time, and they went up to the attic of the home of Hananya ben Chizkiah ben Goyren. They all came to visit him, and at that time they instituted Yud Ches Gezeris, and these halachas are from the Yud Ches Davar, the Chitema. And if you'll say, the way to understand the history is also the Noel, the Gozar. Daniel came and made this decree, Loikibel, it wasn't accepted by Klal Yisrael. And then, V'osu Talmidei the Hillel V'Shammai, then the Talmidim of Hillel V'Shammai came, V'Gozar V'Kibel, they made it Gzair and it was accepted. So that if that's the case, in Cain, Maya Sedusa Rav. Rav has been teaching us in our Shir that it was Daniel that put this into place. But according to this, it was not Daniel that put into place. It was something that was put into place by Shammai V'Hillel, says the Gemara. Moreover, both according to Rav, who began our Shia by telling us that the Gzeira on Shemen was put in place by Daniel, and according to Shmuel, who says that it was put into place by the Talmid of Shammai V'Hillel. So we still have our fundamental question. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, Heichem Matzal Mishri Takante. How could have Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi abolished it? The Talmidei de Shammai, something that was established by Talmidei Shammai, the Tanan, as we just discussed a few moments ago, that the halacha is, Ein bezen yochel vatal divrei bezen chaveroi, elm kein golem emena b'chochem eminyon. So how could Yehuda HaNasi abolish it? Void, says the Gemara. Furthermore, there's another question. Amar Rabba b'b'chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Even if the proper conditions are met, and one Bezdin could abolish that, what the second Bezdin said, that's under normal circumstances. However, when we speak about what we're speaking about in our Shir, Chutz Mishmona Asudavar, anything that's included that in the Shmona Asudavar, the halacha tells us the Gemara is Shafil Uyova Elio Beistinai. Even if Elio Navi and his whole Bezna would come, ain't Shimonloi. And as the Rishonim explain, the Yerushalmi says this, that at that time when the Talmidei Beis Shammai were up in that attic, originally they did not want to allow the Talmidei Beis Hillel to join them. And they said that if the Talmidei Beis Hillel tried to join them up in that attic, they will do terrible things to them, because they knew that typically Beis Hillel are more lenient, and there was a concern that Beis Hillel would be lenient in this question as well. And in order to avoid that from happening, they took a position that they won't let Beis Hillel there until Beis Hillel said that they will also take on a stricter approach. And so how could the Gemara suggests that this rule was abolished? Answers the Gemara, Amram Shasha Matam, what's the reason a second Bezdin cannot, under normal circumstance, abolish what the earlier Bezdin said? Hoil Apostle Yisubar of Yisrael. Once it was accepted, once there was a Gzera that was accepted by all of Klal Yisrael, you can't just remove it. When we speak about Shemen, Apostle Yisubar of Yisrael, That was a decree that was never accepted at all of Klal Yisrael. Dar Rav Shmuel bar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan, Yosher Rav Eresenu, Rav Yehuda HaNasi and his Bezdin sat, Ubatkal Shemen, and they tried to determine, was this Gzeir on the oil popular, was it accepted or not? Shlepashar Yisur bar Rav Yisrael, and they saw that this wasn't accepted by most of Klal Yisrael. The Samchad Rabbi Seinu, and at that point they relied on what Rav Shimon Gamliel and what Rabbi Elazar bat Tzadik, Shaim Oimrim, and Goyzum Gzeir al Tzibur, we don't make decrees, Elm Ken Rav Tzibi Chayel Lamboy, unless the decrees that most people could take upon themselves. Domer of Adar bar Hava Mikra, the Pasuk says, B'ma'ira atan orim v'oysim atakoyvim agoy kulam. You're taking upon yourself a Gzeirah with Ola Beklola, and says that and the question is that the Pasuk is teaching us that under certain circumstances, the fact that we take this Isser upon us is good and sometimes it's not good. What is the determining factor? If everybody takes the gzeir upon themselves, then that's a gzeir that should be accepted. Eloi, that if it's not, loy. So I saw two different approaches in the Rishonim, how to understand what this means. Some say that the gzeir that is not easily accepted by all of Klal Yisrael is a gzeir that we shouldn't follow. That's one approach. The other approach that I saw is that, of course, if a gzeira is decreed, we have the obligation to follow that gzeira. But here in our shir, as in other shirim, we've learned that it's very difficult to undo a gzeira. But when is it very difficult to undo a gzeira? It's very difficult to undo a gzeira in a case where in a normal case. But if the original gzeira is the type of gzeira that was not accepted by Klal Yisrael, all the restrictions that exist in halacha about gzeiras and about the difficulty of abolishing gzeira don't apply, and it becomes much easier to undo those gzeiras. Why was the gzeira of Shemen not accepted by all of Klal Yisrael? So the Rishonim explain, we look at the history of the various cities that they lived in that time. Every city had a different type of oil, but they didn't have other types of oil. And of course, for example, the Mefarshim explain, olive oil is the type of oil that's needed on a very regular basis. And since olive oil is a type of oil that's needed on a very regular basis, they had a hard time accepting a gzeira on oil. The Meiri, in summarizing the halachas about what type of gzeira has to be kept, what type of gzeira can be undone, he says that there are a number of categories. He says, we learned in our shiur about the Shemoneh Asadavar, the gzeiras that were established by Shammai and Hillel at that time. Then, the halach, those are very hard gzeiras to overturn. Then, there are gzeiras that were instituted for the benefit of Klal Yisrael. An example he gives is Prusbel. So he says that only the Bezen HaGadol could undo such a gzeira. When we have, as we just discussed, a gzeira, She'ein Revet Tzibi Yichayim Lamba, a gzeira that it's difficult for all of Klal Yisrael to accept, then the halacha is that that's the type of gzeiras that are easier to abolish. In a case where the gzeira was made for a specific reason, says the Meiri, and that reason is not applicable anymore, under certain circumstances, that's also a gzeira that's easier to abolish. Gufa, says the Gemara, we learned earlier in Amin Aleph, Amar Bali, Amar Avimei, Nesor Mishmei Deraf, Pitim V'shamna V'yeno B'neseyem, all of them, Kulam Shemoneh Asudavah, they're all included in the Gzeiras of the Shemoneh Asudavah. Ask them, Rabbi Nesayim Mahi, what type of Gzeira is meant when we say B'nai Seyim? Or Rabbi Nachma, Yitzchak Gozra al B'nai Seyim, that Chazal made a Gzeira that non-Jewish women are considered like Nidus Mary Sosan. From when they're born, they're considered in the category of a Nida. The Geneva Mishmei Ravama, Kulan, all of the gzeiras that they made on bread and on wine and on oil, Mishum Avaris Kachavim, and the daughters, is all Mishum Avaris Kachavim. We want to do everything to keep Klal Yisrael away from Avod Zorah. Says the Gemara, the Chiyosah Rav Achba Ada Omer Rav Yitzchak, Gozer Al Pita Mishum Shamnam, they made a gzeira on the bread because of the wine, because of the oil, says the Gemara, my omer the shemen mipas. Why would we make the gzeira on bread because of oil? Says the Gemara, way to understand what he meant to say was, el apita v'shamnam, they said that the bread and oil are asur mishum yenam, because of the oil. And yenam, and then we said, val yenam mishum v'neseyem, we then said that the wine is asur because of their daughters. We want to stay away from wine, because drinking wine together with them could cause social interaction that could lead chas v'shalom to intermarriage. Al davach m'shem davach, which the Gemara will soon explain. So the Gemara is saying now that Chazal said we're not allowed to drink the wine of the Nachrim. The reason they said so is because they were concerned m'shem b'nei Sehem. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph tells us the story about the women from Moav who seduced B'nai Yisrael to sin with them by first offering them wine to drink, getting them intoxicated, and that led them to do immoral acts. The Beis Yosef, citing the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, says that as a result of this incident, Pinchas and his Beis Din at that time enacted a prohibition against drinking wine of Ovdei Avodah Zarah. But here, we had a Gemara on Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis that said that the reason that the wine of Nachrim is also by Noah because it's because of Yayin Nesach. So now we seem to have a stira. On one hand, it seems that the Isra of wine is because of Yayin Nesach, and our Gemara is telling us that it's Osir Mishum B'nai Seyem. So Tosfos answers that originally the reason for the Isra of wine was because to prevent intermarriage. The Rashbam explains that the chance that the wine of the Nachri was used for Avodah Zarah was not enough reason to say that all wine of Nachrim should be Osir, because most of wine was not used for Yayin Nesach. So to say that the wine is also because of Yayin Nesach, says the Rashbam in explaining Tosfos, is sort of far-fetched. Just once Chazal said that the wine is Osir because of B'nai Seyem, as our Gemara just taught us, so we have a rule, says the Ritva, you call the Tikkun Rabbanan Ka'in D'Raisa Tikkun. So Yayin Nesach is Avodah Zarah. Anything which is Avodah Zarah, of course, is Osir B'Hanah. Once wine became Osir, not Yayin Nesach, Stam Yenam, but once wine became Osir, they fashioned the Isser after the Isser D'Raisa of Yayin Nesach, which is Osir B'Hanah. The Rashba, however, has a different approach. He says that this Isser on wine was enacted in two stages. Originally, the Gzeira was because they were concerned about Yayin Nesach. Avodah Zarah wasn't so widespread, so they wouldn't have made a Gzeira just because of Avodah Zarah. And therefore, they only said you're not allowed to drink the wine, but anything else is not Osir. At a later date, when Avodah Zarah of pouring wine for an Avodah Zarah became widespread, Chazal took this gzeirah a step further and says that even since there's a chance that it was used for Avodah Zarah, it's Osir B'Hanah, which is a very bichidish, the approach of the Rashba, because we've been learning in our Shurim that over the generations, if anything, the Isra of Avodah Zarah, the Aveira of Avodah Zarah, went down. So if the Aveira of Avodah Zarah went down, the Rashba seems to say it became less popular. And here the Rashba says it became more popular. The Sefer Paradis Yosef says that we know that when we finish a Masechta, it's very common and very appropriate to make a Siyum. And the question he discusses is why would we need to make a Siyum with a Suda? What is the basis from this? He says, maybe all we should do is just continue learning. So he says, he quotes a Gemara Masechta Chagiga, Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis, the Rameya learned Torah from Acher, and the Gemara asks, how was it possible for a maid to learn Torah from Acher? The Gemara says, he took the good, the klipaso is Zorak. Just because he learned from Acher does not mean that he became connected to Acher. But on the other hand, he says, our Gemara says, that through eating bread and wine, etc., with the Nachrim, We do become, we do have the potential, chas v'shalom, of becoming connected to them. What do we see from this? Says the Paradis Yosef, that in a way it may be easier to become connected to somebody by eating and drinking than by learning. And when we have a siyum and we want all of the people who learned to become connected, then the best way is that we should eat and drink from them. And that's why I saw the Sefer Avdei HaMelech suggest that there's a specific point of eating a suda together with tzaddikim. Because when you eat a suda with tzaddikim, our Gemara is teaching us that through eating together, it's a way to become connected. And if we know, and here the concern is becoming connected in not a good way, to become connected to their women. So certainly we know midah tova merudba midah peronis. Good is always more powerful than bad. So therefore, getting connected to them through learning, through eating with a tzaddik, is certainly more of a concern. And therefore, wine, which is certainly a way that when people drink together, they become connected together. So there are Rishonim that say that's why the gzeira on wine was a much more serious gzeira than the gzeira on anything else. And that's why the gzeira on wine was not just Osir, but even Osir Bahano. So the Gemara says that they were concerned that we can't get intermarried because it may lead to Avodah Zarah. But ask the Gemara, that's the reason we're concerned about intermarriage? Ask the Gemara, but in the same deraisa he, the issa to marry a non-Jewish woman is an issa deraisa. The ksiv, as the pasuk says, lo yisasatim lam, bitch lo yisitim lebenoye, bita lo yisikal lebenechom. Answers the Gemara, deraisa, if we look at din deraisa, it's only sheva umas, the issa to marry is only from the women from the Zion umas. Avos shara av dekachavim, others loy. And then they came to make the gzera. I feel the shire of the kachavim even by other non-Jews. Says the Gemara of Shimon Yechai the Omer. The pasuk says when it speaks about not marrying them, the concern is kiyosas ben chamachrei machrei vavdo al hemacherim v'har af Hashem bochem v'shmitchem me'aher. So we see that the concern is that when you connect to them, they may turn you away from Hashem. And from here, the rabbis call him a serious. Anyone who's not Jewish that could do that, that they could convince the husband not to serve Hashem. So my ikla meimer. So we're back to our question. How do we understand that the reason is because b'nei seim b'shem avodah zarah, the issa b'nei seim is an independent issa. Says the Gemara El of the Raisa, the issa the Raisa is only b'ishas terechasnas. This issa is only in a form when you get married to them. Thus, in the Gazer, the Chum Gzer was, I feel derech znus when you don't get married. Ask the Gemara, but znus nami, the Gzer that we're not allowed to live with a non-Jewish woman, is not a Gzer that was made at that time. It was a Gzer that was in place before Kabbalah Satayr even. Ubezin Shashem Gazru, the Bezin of Shame already instituted, because by the story of Yehuda Batamar, that says, the pasuk says, "V'yom Yehuda had served to Tzarif," because he was concerned that Tamar had relations with a non-Jewish man, and therefore she was chayiv. Chayiv misa. And as Chaskuni explains, it wasn't that Shane was alive at that time. But it was the Talmidim of Shame, the Bezdin of Shame that was still there that made that Isser. And that's why the Rishonim also say, why is there a Chiyuv Sreifa? Because she was a Bas Kayin. She was a daughter of Shame who was a Kayin. And the Halacha in the Torah says, was Bas Ish Kayin Ki Sech Liznois Asaviyoi Mechalelos Beish Tisarev. And of course, Shame wasn't a real Kayin. And the Halacha of Bas Koyin being Chayiv Sreifa, as we learned quite extensively, is only by a woman who's an Arusa or Nesua, which she was a widow, but the concept was what they were learning from her. El Deraisa, Ev Kachamabah Bas Yisrael, the Moshe Basrei. Deraisa is where a non-Jew marries a Jewish girl, because we're concerned that the wife will follow her husband. If Yisrael has relations with a nachris, loy. And now this is the gzeir that we're learning, that Phil Yisrael Balevitz Kachavim, Yisrael has a relationship with a non-Jewish woman, is also usher, because we're concerned that she may convince him to worship Avodah Zarah. Ask the Gemara, Yisrael Balevitz Kachavim, the halacha of Yisrael not having relations with a Avodah Kachavim, is not a later gzeira, it's halacha l'mosh m'sinai. Domamar, Haboil Ram, so somebody has relations with a non-Jewish woman, Kanoim Pagimba. And so we see it comes back to the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, not a later Gzeira. Answers Mamidarais with Pharesia. Midarais, it's only Usur when he had relations with her publicly. Kamaisa Shahaya, the famous episode that the Torah talks about, and the Gemara and Parshas, and the Parshas Balak, and the Parshas Pinchas, when the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin, that Pebei describes, Zimri was the Nasi of Shevet Shimon. He's the person that we know as Shlumiel ben Tsuri Shaddai. And the people of Shevet came to say that the other Shvatim are killing members of Shevet Shimon because they worshipped Avodah Zarah. And you're sitting quietly as people from our Shevet are being exterminated. What did Zimri do? He went to Cosby Basur Hamadjonis, and she brought him in front of Moshe, and he said to him, Ben Amri, Moshe Rabbeinu, Zuma Teres Liyasur, may I marry her or not? And if you'll say I may not, Bas Yisrael, you married Tzipora, who was the daughter of Yisrael. And what happened was, at that point, he had relations with her. At that moment, the Gemara tells us, Moshe Rabbeinu forgot what is the halacha under these circumstances, and everybody started to cry. And Pichas ben Elazar saw what was going on, and he remembered the halacha. And he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, have you not taught me that a boil is a kutis, a boil is somebody who has relations with such a woman, cannot impugn Bob? At that point, Moshe Rabbeinu told Pinchas, Kane de agar te il ave perunka. The person who reads the letter should be the one to carry out what it says in the letter. And at that point, Pinchas took the spear and attacked both of them. And we saw, as the Gemara explains, all the tremendous nisim that happened with them. Also, Inu Gazer, and now the Chum said that Filu Betzina, one may not even have relations with such a woman, Betzina. Our Gemara says, Kanoim Poigenboy. So I saw that the Sadegera Rebbe explains that what is the word Kanoim Poigenboy? He says, it's very easy, or could be very easy, to be a Kanoi and to take the attitude that I'm going to be strong and I'm going to punish these people. But what does the Gemara tell us that we're supposed to do? Kanoim Poigenba, before the Kanoi, who wants to act with Kanos, we know that many times the Gemara uses the word Pigia to mean Tefillah. This Kanoi, the first thing he does before he takes the action, Poigim, he should dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu and make sure that what he's doing is correct. And only after he's certain that what he's doing is correct should he do it. But ask the Gemara, so the Gemara is suggesting that this was the gzeira that even Betzina one may not have this type of relation. But ask them about Simenami, Bezdin Shel Chashmenoi, because this was the gzeira that the Bezdin of the Chashmenoi made. The Chasar of Dima Omer Bezdin Shel Chashmenoi Gozru, that Yisrael Abal Avodis Kachavim, if Yisrael has relations with Avodis Kachavim, Chayim Mishim Nashga, he's four Averis, Nida, Shifcha, Goya, Eshesish. That even though they really, under normal circumstances, the halacha of Nida doesn't apply by a Nachris. Normally, the halacha of Eishes Ish doesn't apply by a Nachris. They said that all these halachas will apply by nachus. Kiyas ravanam mishum nashgaz neither shibcha goya zayna. That again, many of these statuses don't apply by non-Jewish people. He instituted. So again, the question is, what is the gzeirah that our Gemara is speaking about? Answers the Gemara, ki gazer bezdin shalach shmonai biya. They only said having actual relations is usur. Avil yichud, to be left alone, is mutter. Loi, vas in a gazer, afila yichud. Ask the Gemara, but yichud nami bezdin shal David gazeru. This yichud was instituted by David, by Dom Rabbi Huda, by Shishal gazer al yichud. So are you saying that this was done by Talmidei Shammai v'Hillel? Amrei Hasam Yichud Bas Yisrael. The gzeira that David HaMelech made was because of what happened between Amnon and Tamar, that Amnon ultimately violated her. Ava Yichud Aves Kechavim, Loi. There was no gzeira where Yichud would have Aves Kechavim. Vasa Inu Gazru, Afilu the Aves Kechavim, that even with a Nachris, one may not have Yichud. Why, asked the Ran, would he have made the Gzeira only with a Yisraelis, not with a Nachris? So he goes back to something that we learned earlier in this year. We learned that Gzeiras of Chazal were typically only made by Dov Shkiach, by something which is common. So says the Ran, it was common for Jewish men to be together with Jewish women. But it wasn't common for Jewish men to be alone with non-Jewish women. That's why they didn't make the Gzeira. The Taz has a different explanation. The Taz says that part of the reason of the Issa Yichud is because it may come to having relations, and this woman may be a Nida, which is a very serious Issa. But, says the Taz, a Nachris, as we said a moment ago, can never be a Nida Midaraisa, so that's why they didn't see a need to make that Gzeira. Amri Hassam, the Gzeira of David, was Yichud Abbas Yisrael, having Yichud with a Jewish woman. Av Yichud Avetz Chavim, Loi. Vosu Inu, and then the Talmidei Shammai and Hillel came and said, Gozra fil Yichud Davodes Kechavim. The Gemara asked the Gemara, is the Gzeira of Yichud something that David HaMelech and instituted? Asked about Yichud Abbas Yisrael, the Raisihi. Dam Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Shimon ben Yatzadik, Remez li Yichud min HaTayra. Where do we see Issa Yichud mid Raisa? Shanema, the Torah speaks about somebody who's convincing somebody, a Mesis, to worship Avodah Zorah. The Torah says, Ki Yisuscha Achicha ben Imecha Bincha Bitcha, Aishischa Kecha Irecha Shekin Avshecha, B'Sei Salem Anecha V'Navda Alehim Acherim, Ashlo Yidata Atav Avsecha. And the question is, the Torah says, Achicha ben Imecha, your brother who is your mother's son. And the question is the concern only ben Emesis, ben Av Enemesis, only a brother from your mother, not from your father? Ella ben Mesiachin Imai. The Torah is trying to teach us another halacha, that a son can be alone with his mother, then Achim Mesiachin Kolarash B'Taira, but he can't be alone with anybody else. So again, what are we saying that came from David? Answers the Gemara, Yichud deraisa, the Issa of Yichud deraisa is only with an Eishes Ish. Vasa David Gaza fila Yichud pnuya, even a non-married woman. Vasa Talmidei Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Gaza fila Yichud Avodes Kechavim, and that's what we're learning, and that's what we're learning about in our shir. From here it seems, and that's Tosfos' opinion, that Yichud is an Isser deraisa. But the Gross says that even though the Gemara here clearly indicates that Yichud is an Issa deraisa, there's no Chiv Malkus, because the Torah framed the Issa Yichud in the words of an Asay, and therefore it's not considered an Issa deraisa. The Rambam says that the Issa Yichud is an Isser Midivrei Kabbalah. And there are many Mefarshim that try to understand what does the Rambam mean when he says that Yichud is Issa Midivrei Kabbalah. But our Gemara says that you can have Yichud with a mother. The question that the Poskim discuss is what is the halacha about Yichud with a grandmother? Is there an Isser that with a grandmother, or is it only a mother? The Bach says that the halacha is that there's no problem of yichud, and I saw that the Chazon Ish said very clearly there is no problem of yichud with any direct descendants. However, that's only with a mother. But when we speak about yichud, what about yichud with a sister? So the halacha is that yichud with a sister is only permissible on a temporary basis. And there are many opinions in the Paiskim, what is the definition of a temporary basis? Some Paiskim say the definition of a temporary basis is three days. That was the opinion of Rav Vosner Zatzal. Some say the opinion is that it's 30 days. And they base that opinion on Hilchos Mezuzah. Because the halacha is if somebody leases a home, he's allowed to live in that home for 30 days without a mezuzah. So we see that up to 30 days is considered temporary. There are many paiskim that find difficulty with that, because what does Hilchos Mezuzah have to do with Hilchos Yichud? And then there are opinions that say it has nothing to do with an amount of days, 3 days or 30 days. The point is that it's a temporary situation. That means if you have a family, parents and a boy and a brother and a sister, and they live there under normal circumstances together with their parents. And then the parents go away on vacation and they leave their children. So that's a situation where it's temporary. They're not meant to stay there on a permanent basis. On the other hand, if you have a situation where a brother and a sister are living together, they take an apartment together for whatever the circumstances, so there even one day might be asur, because that's the way they're living. They're living together, and once that became their living conditions, they're not allowed to live together on a permanent basis.